And a couple of you have asked around the details of tomorrow night's Community Coaches Virtual Forum. The website to register is aflvic.com.au. So it's tomorrow night at 7:30. It includes coaches of the calibre of Paul Roos, Chris Scott, Nathan Burke, Adam Uze, and topics including leadership, culture, sustaining success, and player development. So broad conversations around which grassroots coaches might be able to pick up the tip or two as to what might be useful to you and what could be implemented at your club, with the overarching theme of exploring the harm that sports gambling can do to a generation who have been exposed to it like none before. So on that front, to a degree, is Ben Brown has put his toe in the coaching water. He's experienced a lot in his career. His sliding doors moment, I guess, was never more acutely before us than on Saturday during the twilight as he played his 150th game in a Melbourne Guernsey, where he's had, 20 matches for 18 wins, while his old team that didn't want him anymore are in the grip of rebuilds, and wins are few and far between. Always good to catch up with him, one of the great figures of the game. Ben Brown, great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Jared.
Congratulations on 150 games.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it was pretty exciting and something I, you know, looking back, and I had a bit of time to think about looking back at the start of my career. You know, I just wanted to get a game, you know, when I got in, and took me a few drafts to get there. So to get to 150 games is something I'm actually really proud of, and also something that, you know, I feel very privileged to be able to do. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Do you have a few people come along to mark the occasion with you?
Yeah, I had mum and dad over from Tassie for the weekend, which was great. They got to see it, and also obviously my wife and kids, and a lot of my wife's family are over here. So, yeah, it was great to have them and also a few friends come along. So, yeah, very good.
Lovely piece of symmetry. How do you find playing against the old mob?
Oh, I mean, it is a little bit different. You know, I've had a couple of cracks at it now. And, yeah, I enjoy it. And the club's changed a lot.
Yeah.
The personnel's changed a lot since I was there. So, you know, looking around, there's actually not that many blokes that I've played with. So, you know, that maybe makes it slightly easier.
Do you get what comes from over the fence on a day like that?
Oh, it's very funny. I do hear a bit of what comes over the fence, given that I'm in the goal square generally, particularly at centre bounces. I did have one from the North cheer squad. Someone yelled out and had a go at me, and then the same voice yelled out a couple of seconds later and said, "It's all right, Benny, I'll only do it for the next 5 minutes in the last quarter." I think, you know, there was that that lovely bit of banter that was suggesting that, yep, you're our enemy for the next 5 or 10 minutes, but after that we'll go back to being friendly.
Nice. So,
yeah, That was fun.
Without labouring the point with you, Ben, it's sort of hard to miss the sliding doors in it all, isn't it? As we were just having a quick look, 20 games at Melbourne, 18 wins, a loss, a draw, a premiership, an unbeaten start to this year, while North are doing things the hard way in the rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, and there is a certain degree of, you know, good fortune that comes with that as well. And I was really fortunate in my time at North Melbourne to get the opportunities that I did to play footy really early in my career there too. So, you know, there's definitely moments, I think, in anyone's career where you do have those sliding doors moments. And I have been really fortunate that the football club at Melbourne has been so supportive of me and has given me every opportunity to succeed. So, yeah, I definitely feel very fortunate for that.
So the club's in the middle of a 17-game winning streak, so historically this is starting to climb to be right up there. What would you say about the footy you're experiencing at the moment? Is it enjoyable? What's winning every week like?
it's definitely enjoyable. We're trying not to take it too much for granted, and I suppose focusing on every new week and every new opposition that comes up and the ways in which we can try and beat them, because it's still a very difficult game, even when you're winning and winning winning sort of weekly, like we've been doing. But there's always a new opposition that's going to throw something different at you, and I think that's been the strength of ours over the last 17 or so games in particular, is that we've been able to, I suppose, re-guide ourselves, and the coaches have been fantastic in terms of their presentations to us on the way opposition teams play and what they're going to bring against us and how we can bring our strengths and put them on show as best as possible against those teams. And we know that we've got a really red-hot opposition in Fremantle this weekend that we've got to take on. So you know, there's always another opposition and always another challenge, and we know that the speed bumps are going to come at some point. So preparing ourselves for that's important too.
Do you... The admiration from the football world is full on at the moment. We admire the great teams when they reveal themselves. Would you be aware of that?
We're obviously aware that we feel like we're going well at the moment. But as I said, it can change. It can change just like that. The moment you take your foot off the pedal, and I think everyone at the Melbourne Football Club is pretty aware of that. And I think, the tough times that the club's been through, I think, guides your actions and presence. And a lot of the guys that are playing in this team now, you look at Max Gawn and Tom McDonald and Christian Petrarca and Clayton Oliver, Jack Viney, they've all been there when the club was really in a difficult stage of its life cycle. And they want to do everything they can to make sure that they're leading the way in terms of keeping us up at the top end of the ladder. So I think those experiences do harden you and do prepare you for moments like this. Do we hear about the external pressure and the external side of it? It's impossible not to hear it at all, but we try and minimise that noise and just try to focus on the week-by-week aspects of our training and what we need to bring against particular opposition, as I said, and the ways that we can bring our own strengths to the table. So those are the things that we try to focus on.
And Ben, the in an excellent team, the pressure for spots, and there's pressure in that forward line. You've got an oversupply of more than capable players. So just thinking through the course of your year, you have the COVID interruption, you come back through the VFL, you get suspended. Do you feel... do you feel that the pressure to maintain your place in the team?
I think there's always pressure that comes with an AFL career for anyone. And we are really fortunate that we do have some fantastic, particularly key forwards on show and playing in the VFL at the moment. We've got Sam Wiedemann and Mitch Brown, who's and young fella Jacob Van Ryan, who's come into the club as well. And I think all three of those guys in the last 3 weeks have kicked six or more goals in a game. So when you've got that kind of pressure, it does put pressure on you to perform to an extent. I think the benefit for me has been in the last couple of years, I have gone back to the VFL a couple of times, and it's probably that recognition that, you've just got to work hard and put your head down at training each week and try to keep things as normal as possible. Give yourself the best opportunity to perform, and I suppose staying in your own lane and staying in your own silo there, and trying not to focus too much on the external noise is important. So that's probably what I've learned, and I've also learned that being in the VFL is not the worst thing that can happen to you. A lot of the time, you can learn from those experiences. So those things have probably made me a little bit more of a level person in the last couple of years, which has only been beneficial for my game, I think.
Tomorrow night, we're convening a virtual forum for coaches at every level across the state. It's clearly an area that interests you with putting your toe in the water in the AFLW?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been sort of helping out in various capacities in women's football spaces for a fair few years now. I was down at Melbourne Uni Women's Footy Club for a couple of years before North Melbourne entered the league in AFLW, and then with North Melbourne for a number of years, and now with the Melbourne AFLW team. It was great to sort of see their progression this year So I definitely love what I personally get out of coaching. I hope the players get something out of me coming down to training as well. But I definitely see how people can catch the bug, and the forum that's been convened for all community coaches. I think that focus on club culture is so important, and what community coaches can bring to their clubs. So, definitely encourage as many people as possible to jump on the forum, that's for sure.
So the coach, one of the areas we'll explore, is that such a position of influence within a team, within a community, and you would have experienced this growing up. You would have experienced, so you've experienced at the grassroots and at the elite level. When you think through just the circle of influence that a coach and a coaching group can be, what sort of immediately comes to mind?
Oh, absolutely it can. You've got, for younger people in particular, sporting clubs are a place where people come to learn about life. And coaches are a massive part in shaping the way that young people experience their lives. And, spending hours and hours a week in your company under your care, I think it's super important that you put time into the kind of culture that you want to these young people to be experiencing. Particularly at junior sport level, but also at senior level, you're going to have a lot of young men who are in that sort of 18 to 25 age group, where you've got a lot of issues to deal with, and young people are dealing with a lot of issues. So being across all of those issues, creating a culture in which people feel safe and welcome, and also they're being taught the right way to go about their lives. That's a huge responsibility for community coaches. So anything that you can do to put into creating a positive culture for these young people, I think it's going to make a huge difference for these people.
There's an element of it, Ben, that will focus on the harm that sports betting can do, and the overall proliferation of gambling ads, which have grown exponentially in recent years. As a player, as a coach, as a father, is this something that you're cognizant of and concerned about?
Oh, absolutely, and it's that's one of those challenges that I suppose I mentioned before, is that we've got, and it's particularly a challenge for young people who are still developing in life, still finding their way, and still finding social avenues as well. For a lot of people, sports betting is an avenue for social interaction with their mates. So that happens at a level of community sport where people come together, and it can be really harmful for some young people. I think we all know that, but the experience of being at sporting clubs and the kinds of cultures that are created at those sporting clubs, that can help to guide people in one of two directions. And I think as community coaches and administrators, we've got to be really aware. I don't think it really matters what your own views on sports betting are. You could be a person who utilizes sports betting. You could be someone who doesn't do it at all. I think, regardless of that, in your own position, you've got to be aware that there are some people who are at risk that are going to be under your care. And if you do genuinely care, and I think community coaches and people who get involved in that space, are aware of that. It's super important for them to create those cultures and those environments where people do feel cared for.
Ben, it's great to catch up, and it's terrific to see how you're going. So good luck with what comes next and for the remainder of the season.
No worries. Thanks, Jared.
Ben Brown, Melbourne key forward. So the game plan, the virtual coaches forum tomorrow night, Abby Holmes and I are hosting at Community Coaches Virtual Forum. The game plan, 7:30. Wednesday, May 25, so tomorrow night. It's where local coaches can hear from highly respected AFL coaches and sports professionals, the likes of Paul Roos, Chris Scott, Nathan Burke and Adam Uze. The aim is to support our local coaches to create a culture of success with their team and explore ways to protect themselves and their teams from experiencing gambling harm. If you are keen to watch, register now at aflvic.com.au/lovethegame. So aflvic.com.au/lovethegame.